This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So we're in this back room, and it's me, and it's Jimmy, Iovine, and Grievous Vasquez.
Yes, and, in the back room.
In the back room, and Orbity, the spring alien the Jetsons. And we're stuffing the ballot box for Sexiest Man Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear this creak, and the door opens, and a little shaft of light comes in. And Orbity goes, get in the box.
Okay.
So we all jump inside the ballot box. Now, we're in there. Now, they're not going to announce the results for weeks.
Yeah.
And this guy is now guarding the box. And we're in there for so long,
oh,
we have to start eating the votes.
Otherwise, you'll starve.
And the votes on top are the ones we were using to stuff it.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of money riding on this thing.
Yeah.
And
– but whose votes are you eating?
We're eating – the votes, the false votes that we had put in.
Okay.
That were for Duhamel.
Oh,
I mean,
I was wondering what happened.
We want Josh back.
Because you had this big plan, and I knew you spent a lot of time executing it.
Mm.
But then it ends up being Blake. Why didn't you eat the Blake ones?
It is very dark inside the box. And ultimately, I think Grievous had a little bit of a moral awakening inside the box, too.
Okay.
Where he wanted the right man to win.
Uh-huh.
He wanted the sexy man to win.
Yeah.
And then we're just not to say Josh isn't sexy.
Your whole idea was to Joker style throw it into chaos and vote for someone who is very sexy, but clearly less sexy than Blake Shelton.
Yes. So
just undermine people's faith
America.
In institutions.
Well, I'm gaslighting the entire fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we eat most of the votes. Finally, the big day comes. The mayor comes down. The mayor does a big announcement, uses the key of the city to unlock the box, pops the top off.
Yeah.
I just jump out and go, it's Blake Shelton, okay?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Every once in a while, very, very occasionally, we will have hosts from another Earwolf podcast on this show.
One of those
it's kind
rare
of a special
things
occasion.
Try not to do it too much. Just
what
because,
is that?
Holy shit, Brett. What was that?
What was it?
What was it?
It was CNN. I'm sorry.
CNN.
And see, this is just another example of the cracks beginning to show in Brett liking music.
Mm-hmm.
He's not watching MTV, and to that he might say they not even play music anymore.
Well,
but he's
they
not even watching the
TRL back.
Yeah, and he's not even watching the Palladium channel.
Mm-hmm.
He's
watching
the Palladium
CNN channel. He's not watching
which
Ovation.
Hates music, does not watch Ovation.
And if you'll notice,
he's reading about the Lord of the Rings coming to Amazon.
If you'll notice, Cody got a lot of heat famously and kind of became an institution at Earwolf when he was watching Vice News.
Which at least
during
is
our show.
The news for like music heads, people that are into really cool
for
music.
Badass millennials who are like rich and detached.
And a lot of the times it's music people doing the news for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But and rappers.
Yeah.
But
that's what I mean by
Brett,
music people.
Brett then managed to take that idea of like I'm watching Vice News and just make it way worse and boring and just watch CNN and then pipe that into my earphones. What's the thinking?
I'm humiliated.
And for
I don't
a music show that we are doing today. Today is a music show.
Would have been a great time
to
accidentally be playing music.
Doing a music show without me again.
Are you giving up on music because you got kicked off the tour? You got thrown out of the van in the
you
street?
You got chucked out of the van?
You got freaking kicked
into
the butt
a guardrail?
Oh, no.
I thought the tour was just done.
Come on, that tour's going on like crazy.
It is?
That tour's going on in a couple months.
They're doing another lap.
I guess they're really starting to rock now. And they're doing Beatles covers.
That's why they dropped me off.
I don't know. I figured you would know more than me about why you got your ass booted out the van.
But ones that Beatles covers that really rock, you know, like a raspy rock voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
With just distortion,
like that.
Yeah,
like Ray LaMonte.
Right,
you know.
We're trying to do a music show.
Mm-hmm.
With
if Brett would even let us
with hosts. From another Earwolf show. Again, a little treat.
It'll be another year before you hear us have a different Earwolf host on. But we like to break rank every now and then and just say, hey, we're going to promote another Earwolf show on our show. So these is the guys. They're
Jess
the
McKenna
show.
And Zach Rhinoceros. I've just played it. This is what I do sometimes when I meet someone for the first time is just to.
He has a little fun with their name.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
I've just played.
And Zach, how mad are you?
Do we have to do the podcast now?
Zach, come on. Sit down. Zach.
I said I was just playing. I was just messing around.
This is how Hayes shows that he cares about people.
For some people, it breaks down their walls a little bit.
Yeah. I'm back.
My whole thing is,
it feels good, right?
I felt, I wanted to feel the emotion, so I just let it through. I let it all through.
I've heard that about you.
I was seeing red at you for a second.
Yeah.
My whole thing is I have this great sort of warm ability to just kind of be the human embodiment of a hug. Mm-hmm. But then we got Hayes, who's a little prickly. Mm-hmm. And what Hayes will do is he'll put you off your feet and kind of draw something new out of you. Because he gets in so far, you go, holy shit, how's this guy going to get out of this one?
But people let him
get away with it
because
he does it with a smile.
Yeah, I sort of think of Hayes as one of those like cacti. The shape of them makes them look like you want to hug them.
To hug them. Mm.
But you have to be careful.
And they're offering a hug.
They're saying, get in here,
And if you take the hug, it'll hurt a lot.
It'll hurt a lot,
but you're
still getting a hug.
And when you really lean into it at a certain point.
Water comes out.
Yeah.
And you're saved in the desert. That was you not having your walls down.
I will save you, but you have to pay for it in pain.
And it's a hurdy hug. But it keeps you alive.
But isn't everything good in life? Doesn't it come from a little bit?
Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers talk about this. They do actually like
you guys
spike with
probably.
Pain. I mean, well,
love
you guys
this,
are music guys.
Yeah.
This is like your
Red Hot Chili Peppers
thing.
Actually talked about this.
Yeah, I think sometimes like Zach and I could even talk about this. We could even talk about like how you know what?
Well, music's your airplane.
Yeah, that's my airplane. And to get the go-go juice in the airplane, sometimes you need to have some hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pleasure to spike with pain. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, Anthony said it.
And here's Brett sitting here. Nothing. We're talking about some of the most famous songs ever. And Brett is furiously typing. I'm guessing, what is this song?
He's 25 minutes late and he needed to immediately read the news. Hey, bro. Read the news after. Holy shit, we're doing a fucking music episode. This is your whole thing.
There's a Lord of the Rings TV show coming out.
Yeah, that was announced like weeks ago.
Oh, my dad just sent it to me. I've been out of it.
Yeah, Amazon purchased a prequel. It's going to be fun. Multiple series commitment. So you're going to love it, Brett.
Is it the original cast?
No. So.
We've had Jess on before.
Yeah.
We did a song.
She crushed.
To get people to vote in the election. And guess what? They did.
Yeah.
We did it.
Everybody did.
Oh,
it was a major success.
Mm-hmm.
It came out on election day, and it worked very well.
Mm-hmm. People came out, they voted, and the winner won because of the votes. So, you know, can't really question that.
No.
So it's a good idea to have them in here again to do another big song.
Yeah.
Jess's broader partner, Zach, and A's, I'm not going to say it.
He likes it now.
I think we should. I'm legally,
he likes being
legally changing my name to Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. Well, you guys, we know what you do on your show, which is you make up these songs.
That's right.
And you do them so fast and you just blow by them and you don't really take any time with it.
None. Yeah.
Right?
None.
And And it kind of can trick people into going like, oh, I guess that was pretty good because it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That right. they don't really notice.
But there is a laziness to it, isn't there?
I think so.
And a desire not to work very hard.
A fear of hard work.
Yeah. I think like, think about all the things that go by really quickly in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, time, trains, birds. Mm-hmm. You don't really know how they work.
If you were to go into a museum and just fucking run.
Yeah, just run all the way through.
Just sprint and just like friggin' bopping like all the mummy's noses.
You're pounding the Michelangelo, you're just fist mm-hmm. bump with him. Does he have hands? No. I don't know.
Maybe you've got like those inflatable sort of bat things that they have at like sporting events.
Yeah.
And you've got those out straight and you're just bopping everything.
If you were to do that, you would not notice if some of the works of art on that wall were by children in the first or third grade.
Because
you would be running through the museum so fast.
My kid could paint that.
Yeah.
My kid could
But you
paint
would
that.
Know. It could be next to the Mona Lisa, and you would be like, this was all art I ran through. These are the mm-hmm. same.
And that's, no, you can tell, yeah.
Yeah, and that's consciously definitely and what Zach and I are doing.
That's what we do for our podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes by so fast. We do so much of it.
We make up so much content so quickly. Just so much content that how can anyone even parse through
By
it?
By the time you have a second to ask, well, is this actually a good song?
We're into
There's
the
another
mix.
Song.
For sure.
There's
we'll,
another song.
There's another song.
You're like, well, it must have been good.
Some of those must have been pretty good.
They're doing another one, and the first one must have been good.
And it doesn't, it doesn't matter if you realize it's happening. You can't protect yourself from it. Like, we'll just do a bunch of lyrics right now. We'll just do a sentence each. We'll
this is a good example.
Ready?
Yeah.
So it would be like, it'd be like this. Like, all of the pine cones fall.
And they did it from a tree that's so tall.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
And I went so hard so I could find them.
I found three crows. One of those is a lyric from an actual song. And you would not
and,
be able
and, to. You can't and can tell. I just tell you, Brett has no idea which one is the real one. He's furiously Googling again. He's still on the Red Hot Chimney Poppers or whatever. He's like trying to figure out what that is. And now you've thrown another one at him. He has no idea.
Can you repeat it? The band?
The real one is 333 Crows.
So Counting Crows. That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Remember?
It's off the album August and Everything After.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we were thinking, what if we actually took our time?
Oh.
And we actually tried to do a good job.
We had, you should know that we did a couple pilots for our podcast, and the idea that you're pitching right now is one of them. Where we
and it did not go. So you're taking
because
on.
Of your laziness.
Yeah, it's one. It's very difficult to do
because you didn't have experts.
Yeah,
you self sabotaged.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that about you guys.
Yeah, well, it's like I don't want to set myself up for something I can't deliver.
Afraid
on.
Of success.
I am so scared afraid of success. Yeah.
Why are you so scared of success, Zach Reinhauser?
I'm afraid of it mostly because of what it means mm-hmm. and how it will impact my life.
Well, it changes your own image of yourself.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've achieved a level of success right now wherein I am the most successful in my own head.
Mm-hmm.
And so
to have the world see you as successful, all of a sudden you got to argue with them.
Now I'm putting on a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I got this piano.
Mm-hmm. NBC.
Online. And we are going to use it to make a song.
Great.
Now, every once in a while, I have to look at an ad after I touch a certain number of keys,
mm-hmm.
usually for Domino's Pizza, in my limited experimentation with this so far. But can you talk a little bit about the song that we're going to do and actually going to try to do a good job and take our time with for once?
Well, so we have a big opportunity to do a song that we actually craft. There's still a little bit of craftsmanship left in the world, and Hayes and I are sort of the last bastions of it. And
in this on-demand era.
Mm-hmm. That something handmade still has value.
Well,
to some
so
of
sort
us.
Of you're talking about like an artisanal track right now.
Yes, yes.
Small batch.
Wow.
It's like when pizza takes forever. So, what we want to do is make a song for the Super Bowl. Mm. Now, you got to do it pretty far in advance because they need their submissions really early because the Super Bowl is so big, so super.
So super.
That they try to plan out a lot of it. And whoever is doing the halftime show this year is going to have to sing this song.
Mm-hmm.
And the song should advertise some of the, you know, products that are supporting the Super Bowl. That's only fair. And it should,
and the game itself.
And it should talk about the game, the sport itself. And it
and what
should,
the score is at halftime.
It should say the score and it should say what teams are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be a challenge. I'm not here to pretend that it's not.
Yeah, that, I mean, that does sound like this is going to require us to
actually put some real thought into it.
Yeah, that's, you took the words right out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I had a follow-up point, which is be, I guess, prescient. Or are we just going to work on this song until halftime? Is this just sort of the beginning?
People have accused me of being precious before. And I don't mean based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire. And I say to that, maybe I am precious, but so is what I create.
What about the old adage that sometimes you have to, you know, kill your darlings?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
How does that adage go?
Sometimes you have to kill your darlings.
Sometimes you have to kill a child.
Sometimes you have to kill your darlings.
Sometimes you got to kill a little kid.
Kill a little darling.
But which you break it, you buy it as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you break a darling, you buy that darling.
Sometimes you have to buy a broken child.
Yeah.
Yes. And I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe this adage refers specifically to the children in Peter Pan.
The darling children.
The darling mm-hmm. children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes you have to kill
Wendy. Well, they're the
Wendy,
lost boys, so nobody's
John,
looking for them.
Or Michael.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might have to kill, Rufio or whoever. And that's okay because they're the lost boys. So,
does anyone know what the different things are on a piano?
What do you mean? Notes? Keys?
Just which thing on
they
it.
They look the same, right?
Yes.
Does, and honestly, they look
the different.
Exactly the same.
Like powers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure.
So
third one from the middle is brevity, and fourth one from the bottom is dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. That sounds right.
Yeah, you start getting up to the top, you start getting into ornamentation.
Do you know, should I let Brett pretend that
well,
this
is we talk
is
a
like,
lot about the circle of fifths on this show, but yes. I don't know how it directly applies to a physical keyboard.
Because this is the thing, I am untrained in this. I'm just like by ear, it's just by absorbing music around me and stuff. And these have what the different notes are on the keys, mm-hmm. and that is like throwing me
messing
off.
Him up.
You know?
You don't want to know that C is a C. You just want to play the note.
No, because now like,
he's trying to throw you
yeah,
off.
Now it's like school for me, you right. know, instead of yeah. recess, instead of just like being on the playground.
Yeah.
And that to me.
But it's also hard work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually doing hard work.
Well, it's like imagining when you would come back in from recess and you're very tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you worked your ass off out there. And if you mm-hmm. hear a
and
song
you threw
sometimes
up a lot.
Think of a
you
song
ate your
that's
lunch too
really
fast.
Fun. Oh yeah.
And then you ran
that's
hard.
That's not to be overlooked.
Yes, you're exhausted from throwing up.
Yeah.
Mhm. That you ran so hard you threw up.
Mm-hmm. You threw up then, on the swing so it kind of like went up in the air and then you swung into it.
And hopefully you didn't eat your throw up.
Well, we fingers crossed. But are we talking enough about how heaving can really hurt your abs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But for me, that's a great workout.
Yeah. It's a great workout.
This is like pleasure spiked with pain, really, is like you, if you
and
heave a lot.
And that is the circle of fifths, because that's how we started, mm-hmm. is how pain yeah. can lead to art. So that's our one circle of fifth mm-hmm. we've done so far.
And I have five abs.
Yeah, you got five pack.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Five very distinct abs.
Whoa. Do you, they're all over the place.
I was going to ask, do you normally record without a shirt? This is my first time in here.
It is getting cold, so sometimes, like, once it gets colder, I will wear a half shirt.
A crop? Or the bottom yes. half?
A tube?
Yeah, no, I will wear the bottom half to keep my abs warm.
But mm-hmm. there's all little, five of them.
Little ab wrap.
But Hayes even came in today and just looked me in the eye, dead in the eye in the elevator, and he went, "You ready to sweat?" Yeah. And so I knew we were working hard when we got in the studio, and yeah. I knew that it was going to be appropriate to not have shirts on.
Mm-hmm. Because I have my big ropes, which we maybe we'll get to or not, but at some point we're going to be smacking those big ropes out of the ground. That's kind of how we like to end the
battle
show.
Battle ropes.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I wish we had known because we're not dressed in clothes ready to sweat. I'm sorry, guys.
I guess we'll do the heavy lifting again, just like in the voting song.
Brett, you are you interested in this? Should I let Brett pretend that he knows what is happening?
I've been
with
creating
this?
A beat, right? Like, as you guys have been talking.
Oh, beat? Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without hearing it, I'm just visually kind of.
Okay, well, like I said,
it,
we were going to
I have it ready.
Take our time with this and really workshop it and not just, like, throw together the first thing that we thought of.
All right.
And
I mean, it could be just a starting point.
But. And I did download this whole piano.
Mm. Okay. I can use that, too.
So for me to go through that work and for you to say, oh, well, I just did this. I downloaded an entire piano.
Okay.
So can you, use that as well?
Oh, yeah. We can use both.
Thank you. It doesn't work through the headphone jack.
Great.
It only plays on the speaker.
Okay.
I tried. So what we have to do... Good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's really resonant. Mmm, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. Are you feeling the same thing I'm feeling, Zach?
Fear?
Yeah, fear.
Yeah.
So what we have to do for the football song is we have to figure out a way to, I guess, start with some of the sponsors.
Okay.
We'll probably talk about Heineken a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about Scientology, the Church of Scientology.
Yeah. They're doing a big one this year.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get in there.
There's some Doritos.
We got to talk about Dairy Queen, right? It's not fast food. It's fan food.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's usually one that's with whatever political movement has kind of like reached its zenith about America at that time.
That is going to be the Dairy Queen one as well.
Sure. Yeah.
They're doing a thing about the players like kneeling or standing up. But it's like with their burgers or something. Like
I should say that we should.
They want you to eat the burgers like standing up on their sides. They're saying real like real.
And it tastes so good it'll bring you to your knees, I guess, is part of the thing.
So they're playing both sides.
I think you have to play both sides.
Yeah. Yes.
If you don't play both sides, I think you're going to alienate a lot of your
You lose 50% customers. Of your audience.
Yeah. Yes. So the burgers are patriotic, but they will make you...
Unpatriotic.
Unless
you think that kneeling is the most patriotic. I think we're safe. I think we're safe on either side of this coin.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. Because really, at the end of the day, it's about a delicious tasting burger.
And what's more American than that?
Are you asking me?
Yep.
Gun to my head?
Yeah.
Pull the trigger.
Uh-oh. Is that the answer?
Yeah. I can't.
A gun to your
he
head.
He likes, positing these gun to his head situations, but then it almost always ends.
100% of the time.
With a big shot.
I can't pick, you know?
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, a gun to your head is a pretty American thing, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Let's get into the song, and we will, hopefully get back to that, Zach Rhinoceros, if there's time.
If we have time, yeah. I'll write it down.
And Hayes put it on a note card. Everyone can see that.
Okay, yeah, I see
Holy
the note card.
Jess is really sick.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. It's true. It's true. I got one of them bugs.
At first,
yeah.
I thought she just liked tea, but now I'm realizing that the tea is medicinal. It's actually necessary for her to even do this show.
And people actually work here and, like, have to breathe in some of the air that's here that now has your germs in it.
Are you,
Can you add to the note card, change the microphones after this one?
I'm sorry, you know? I'm sorry.
Discard microphone.
I coughed into my arm nook, like you're taught to keep others safe.
But what if somebody wants to smell it later?
Yeah, I guess I didn't think
later,
about that.
What if later, just like as a greeting, is like, oh, like your arm nook like smells good, just as a way to like get to know someone a little better.
I guess
and
I
not just be looking at our phones all the time, actually like talk to people and get to know them.
I guess I could offer them my other arm.
Okay, but that's – imagine like the awkwardness of that. Someone's approaching you trying to put their face in your little arm nook and you're like, oh, no,
oh,
take
sorry,
this one.
Oh, sorry, there's only one. You're right.
Yeah, someone could actually get hurt.
That actually could be pretty rude if someone is trying to greet you by smelling your arm nook and you try to offer them the other one. That would be an unusual way to sort of respond to a greeting.
And yeah, and it would really put me in a bind, you know, like now that – how do I unring that bell?
Mm-hmm. A lot of stalling from doing the song.
Yeah, seem like they don't really have what it takes to do a big song.
Thank you. What happened, Brett?
I let the phone fall asleep. I just need you to unlock it.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay. So we need to involve Doritos, Heineken, Dairy Queen, not the ice cream stuff. They're getting away from the ice cream.
Burgers.
Just burgers. It is a burger restaurant now.
Yeah.
And Scientology.
And then the score and the sport and who's teams. Playing. Right?
And the score and the sport and who's playing. It has to be an update on stuff that happened in the game.
Okay, mm-hmm. great.
Okay? So let's start. Let's find it. Like,
do we want to throw a ZipRecruiter around in there too?
That could be great for us.
I would love that.
We are trying to get them back as advertisers. That contract has lapsed. Mm. Are you guys doing that?
We do not have ZipRecruiter. We have
that makes me feel much better.
Okay, yeah, no, we don't have ZipRecruiter. Mm. Do you guys got Lisa? Get some Lisa.
No, I think we're a Casper show.
Yeah.
You got to have your allegiance.
You got to pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say welcome to the family, you guys, by the way?
Thank you. I had a chance to say welcome to the family. Thank you so much.
I officially had the chance to say that.
It's so wonderful having you here. I will say the new show, Honeymoon, goes away real fast. And we have been there. And the way they treat you when you're a new show, it's pretty nice. I can still sort of remember it at this point. But that rug comes out.
Yeah, are you guys still getting, like, your cars washed and, like, you getting
yeah, I'm getting a
massage.
Wash with spittle.
Mm-hmm. They're giving you a spit wash?
Yes. Dana will put her spittle on my car.
Yeah. And I also think she may have some kind of medical condition because mm-hmm. when she's finished with Hayes's car, she goes right over to mine. And there's still plenty there's of
even
spittle.
More.
Yes, it's almost like she's able to generate and work up like a spittle tidal wave of sorts. Mm-hmm. And does it get the car clean? Yeah. But does it feel respectful? No.
And that happens after about 20 episodes. What are you guys on?
We're on 18.
Oh, yep. My God.
So close.
Well, have a great couple of weeks. Lasts. Please enjoy these 2 weeks.
Soak up these 2 weeks. Do not – take note of everything because you're going to want to remember this because soon it's all spittle all the time.
Well, thanks, guys.
And they wash your car with it, and they're going to do it on your phone, mm-hmm. and they're going to – friggin' make you take a shower in it, and they're gonna do it on your friends and your dad's friends and your books.
Wait.
And it's hard for older men to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are we talking my dad's new friends or like my dad's work friends or my dad's friends
new
he's
friends.
Had? New dad friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
who
gosh.
May not understand. Because it's still so fresh, the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they just exchanged contact information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to maintain, though.
Well, they bumped their phones together. They have that.
They have that because both of them have children who installed it for them. Yeah. And they thought, now this is fun.
Yeah, they both met and went, do you bump? Do I? And then they bumped.
Oh, man.
So let's come up with a good – Brett, can we have a first note, please?
That's multiple. Brett.
What?
Ask for a note.
A real one,
just
please.
Give me a real note.
Well, I have a note. Stop telling me what to do.
All right.
Wow. He played with a homophone there, and I am shocked.
This tour changed him.
I know. He's been hanging out with
these rockers.
The grossest crust punks. I knew this would happen.
We got two Codys on our hands now.
How about that?
That's a note.
It's a little murky, but
that sounds like the first note of that In the End by Linkin Park, doesn't it?
Bum, bum,
bum,
bum, bum.
Gets a little murky down there.
One Super Bowl, soup, soup,
soup,
Super Bowl, soup, 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 soup,
Okay. Slow it down. This is
I'm
easy.
Sorry. I'm sorry,
we're
guys.
Actually taking our time.
I'm sorry.
Here.
Yeah, I was
we're
making trying to run song. Through that Louvre again.
First of all, instead of soup, we need to be talking about burgers from Dairy Queen.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't sell soup there.
But they do sell chili. Now, what makes a soup and what makes a chili?
Okay, I knew you were going to do this.
Okay, here we go.
I'm sorry, this is my old soup box. What makes a soup and what makes a chili?
Okay, jeez. Just let's...
I really don't
get it out of your system. We'll play the whole thing out because I know we're not going to be able to move on until you do your soup chili thing.
Do you need to go over the hierarchy of beans again?
And Brett, make a note. This is going to be about 25 minutes, so cut out.
Yeah,
some
can you just
of it?
Mark the beginning of this?
I'm just saying. A lot of soups are just what are they? They're components of several ingredients that you have in a bowl. Now, when do we transition from soup to stew? And is chili, if not a soup, isn't it merely a stew? Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that the meat is ground that makes it a chili? Well, you can have vegetarian chili. If you take out the ground meat, it looks just like a tomatoey vegetable soup to me. And yes, I would like to go over the bean hierarchy.
I thought you might.
Kidney beans, okay. Garbanzo beans, black beans. Those are the beans that I'm dealing with in my chili. And I think they could all also be in a soup.
Kevin, don't leave while she's talking.
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin. Kevin. Be nice.
She's trying to say something.
She's asking you.
This is not rhetorical. Okay? I really want people to help me decide. Why isn't it chili a soup?
Here she goes again.
Sit down, Kevin. Actually, be polite while people are trying to do a show.
Come on. And maybe Chef Kevin could answer your question. I mean, this is a guy who actually specializes this is like in his food whole stuffs.
Yeah.
And no wonder you're this so interested in
take your time.
Sick.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Sorry, Jess, for walking out. That was inappropriate.
Thank you.
What makes a soup a stew?
Why isn't chili a soup? Look it. I'm on my soup box.
Yeah.
Why isn't chili a soup?
Why isn't chili a soup? I think because, is it often made as a stew? Was it first made as a stew?
Chili?
Yeah. Like in a crock pot? It
can be in a crock pot, but I don't think that that's what makes a stew.
Kevin, as someone who works with Jess Luck, can I give you a little bit of a rope here? What you need to do in this situation is you need to figure out what Jess thinks the answer is.
Sure.
You need to present that answer to her.
Yeah.
And that is, so you got to figure out what she's looking for you to say.
I got a better question. Why isn't chili chili? That stuff's hot as heck. Right?
Thank you.
I mean, you tell me, hey, here, this is chili. Next thing I know, I burned my mouth. I'm not expecting the temperature.
And you know what? It's hot both ways sometimes.
This is all sort of like Kevin's.
You're shaking me up.
Kevin's sort of he's a blue apron chef, so his experience is most in making soup is mostly pouring boiling hot water on a little plastic tray of ingredients.
Right.
And then it's like just suddenly.
You guys still
soup.
Have that blue apron sponsorship?
That has lapsed as well.
That is gone, yes. That contract has expired. We had to do a couple free ones for them.
Some of them have gone away without much fanfare. That one was announced pretty well ahead of time that mm-hmm. we might lose it if we didn't straighten up. Mm-hmm. So that it's, you know, hard to – not a lot of mystery about what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them we look at and we go like, hey, do we have this anymore? Is that gone? But Blue Apron, it was like, this is going.
Most of my job is spent defending Sean and Hayes to advertisers.
Okay,
and
now I want you to
why
take...
we are trying to do the nice song about mm-hmm. good companies.
Imagine a good song about some nice companies that makes you want to watch football know the score.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Is it a good song about nice companies or a nice song about good companies? That's just going to inform, I think, like the types of notes we use.
This is a great question.
Mm. I know.
Kevin.
What he said.
Teacher's pet.
Jess, you probably would like a nice song about companies, right?
Yeah, I would.
About good companies.
Good. I don't know how to play nice.
Oh, no.
And he's wearing a no-fear shirt.
Oh, no.
And he's wearing a no-fear shirt, so we know it's true.
I can do good music. I can't do nice music.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we can make a good song about good companies, I guess.
Okay.
This is our new approach to getting some advertisers back now that we have lost so many, is winning contests like the Rock the Super Bowl contest, mm-hmm. which is what we are entering with this song.
Great. And unfortunately, your names will not be on the submission since it is mainly me and Hayes' song, but we do need a little bit of your help.
And you guys sound like you're doing fine.
And we're helping you in a way as well, yeah, because you got Lisa.
Which,
and
get ready,
stuff.
Because after a few weeks, they start emailing you and saying your ads were bad.
Mm, yeah.
and do them again and don't mention pedophilia or whatever it is that, you know, that this particular advertiser doesn't want associated with.
Because they never say that stuff in advance. It's only after you get it wrong suddenly it's a rule.
Yeah. No, they just go sniffing around and dig out something you said that they don't go like, oh, you weren't supposed to say this. And it's like, well, you should have told me. Give me
a
list.
Come on, guys. Let's be upfront, right?
Yeah, right?
Right.
Oh, now we don't have to pay the money for the ad because you mentioned, you know, whatever it is, pedophilia or whatever else.
So can we start over? And this is like our role in this as like creators of it is, yes, you guys are singing and writing the words of the song, but we're giving you notes along the way, which is us helping. And that's why it's ours. Can we do it again? I like the melody. I like talking about the Super Bowl, but no soup discussion. You got that out of your system. It has to be about Dairy Queen burgers.
Great. Okay.
Brett?
Well, okay.
Burgers on their side, make you fall to your knees.
I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Well, I just, dude. You said that the melody was the same.
Yeah.
You said that the melody didn't change.
So I was wondering about that too. I'm not a music guy, but it did seem like it changed quite a bit.
I was using the melody from Linkin Park's In the End.
Well, I was afraid that when I didn't hear from Brett that I needed to vamp and sort of make a new intro until Brett caught up.
And Zach, I'm wondering,
which I did.
Are you, how married are you to your last name? Because I know we really love this Rhino thing, but it's pretty close to Heineken.
Sure.
And can we? Yeah. Can you be Zach Heineken?
Zach Heineken.
And can you sort of burst onto the track? Like,
yeah.
Yo, Zach Heineken on the track.
If we could break it down in a little, like for example, like a Linkin Park Jay-Z collaboration, where you bust in as Zach Heineken,
much like Collision Course.
Yes. And you start spitting a little bit.
I think that's good. So, Jess, I apologize. I'm going to let you do the intro. Then Zach Heineken will bust in.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, so and now should I let Brett start so I don't have to vamp?
Let me get this intro. I need to
let's not count on Brett for anything.
I need
in
to warm
particular.
Up.
Okay.
And if he helps, that's great.
Hold on. That's it, right? Do we have to pay for this?
Probably. I think.
Not anymore. No.
Now it's fair. It's fair use. It's fair use because you changed the melody.
Paying for it was also a thought that crossed my head when I was switching it up. Are we worried?
We don't have to use it. I know that you have a contentious personal relationship with Linkin Park.
That's right. The neighborhood outside Chicago.
Correct.
And
not
I adopt
the band.
Not the band, but it makes it hard to work with the band as well.
Yeah. In a major key, it's better.
Very
that's
impressive
a lot more
sound alike.
American football sounding. We want to be in major keys. This is an exciting event.
A drum. Like a march.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Burgers on their side, makes you fall to your knees. It's Dairy Queen.
What?
Dairy Queen.
And ZipRecruiter.
Zach Heineken in the Super Bowl. Everyone is touching down. Miami Dolphins, Denver Broncos. And the score? Yeah, what is the score? It's just halftime. 0-0. Low scoring game. What's going to happen? Everyone wins. Everyone. Oh, a field goal now.
Oh, Zach Heineken.
Okay.
Wow, we're close.
We're really, really close.
Really close.
We nailed the
See
score.
See what happens when you take your time?
That we nailed good. The score. I think it's a great call that a field goal happens during the halftime show.
That's so smart. It would be a legendary occurrence at Super Bowl if there was a halftime field goal, if the kicker snuck onto the field and just racked up a couple extra points for their team while there's no defense
frankly
out there.
I frankly can't believe no one has tried it yet.
Yes, it's totally unprotected.
People in football are not doing enough sneak about.
Well, I think they're worried, especially at the Super Bowl, that they're going to maybe hit like
a dancer.
Or
like Lady Gaga is coming down from the roof
and she's going to block it or catch it and run it to the other end zone.
That football, it kicked off Janet Jackson's top again. Yes. Uh-oh.
Scary.
You don't, scary. You don't want to be the player that accidentally is the reason that Lady Gaga scored an interception on the other side.
Pick six.
No. That would be a really dubious
and
legacy.
And you have to be careful because I'm pretty sure most of her outfits are made of Velcro. So that ball, you know.
Yeah, and as we all know, a football, if it hits Velcro, it's gonna, you may never get it off.
You never get it off. In fact, I would love for that to be the chorus.
I was going to say, when it came out of your mouth, you'll never get it off.
You'll never get
it off. Well, they call it the pigskin because it is made of the other side of Velcro.
That's right.
Okay, so we can jump back in. I think this is after Zach Heineken's first time he busts it onto the track.
Which is not to say that Zach Heineken doesn't have two or three yeah. more verses.
Yeah, we want people to think he's gone.
Sure, I think the good part of being
I do want enough time to pass that people are like, oh, too bad Zach Heineken left, and then he could really sneak up on the microphone in a
yeah.
way.
I think that's, yeah.
Maybe even the second time he comes in, he's kind of quiet and you're not sure if he's back.
You hear like whispering in the background.
That
like,
could who be is interesting. This?
That could be something.
Where you're like, you got to sort of go like, wait a minute, is that Heineken still here in the room?
Now, you did that great, I think it was almost like a lyrical drop, Sean, of ZipRecruiter, which I loved.
It's
just
like,
as a musician, yeah. as someone who likes music, as someone who appreciates what ZipRecruiter does, do you feel like we still need to honor ZipRecruiter further in the song, or does that like cover ZipRecruiter? Do we move on to Church of Scientology? I'm just trying to think of like...
Again, I'm not necessarily trained in music,
okay.
but what I do know is... Just in terms of song structure, you can't have too much ZipRecruiter.
That's
yeah,
right.
Because the way ZipRecruiter works, they are not an actual company. They are an algorithm that places ads on podcasts, and then they troll the sonic file of the podcast for the name ZipRecruiter.
That's
and
right.
you get paid every time you say the name. So there's no reason to stop saying
I wouldn't stop. And in fact, I would say that I think you should be drawing some inspiration from DJ Khaled right now in the way that ZipRecruiter is integrated into the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was just going to make a hilarious reference to all of our favorite SNL sketch and say that I think the ZipRecruiter might be the cowbell of this song. If you could believe it.
Oh, come on. That okay. is really nice.
And, yes. And I think we need more ZipRecruiter.
Okay, attention you've teachers got a, and students.
You've got a fever.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the second verse now.
Yes, one.
And the tempo goes way up on this one.
Yes. Don't.
Do you need help with your mind? We have problems, solutions you'll find. Come with us, come to explore. See what Scientology has in store.
ZipRecruiter!
Zach Heineken!
I was here on the track all along. You didn't see me. I was hiding. Denver Broncos just scored a touchdown. How? Halftime's still going on. Miami Dolphins started a riot. Fighting in the field with knives and guns and knives. Zeal! Now stand down. Now kneel and stand back up. Heineken, drink it all. ZipRecruiter, DJ Khaled.
We ain't stopping.
Okay, that was good. Okay, Brett. It seems at times to get harder for you to play those like six notes as we go on.
It's incredibly small.
It is a very small piano.
Small piano.
It is a small piano.
Downloaded onto a phone. Yeah, I guess I sort of introduced the idea at the end that people want ZipRecruiter to stop. And that was a little bit of the DJ Khaled inspiration that, as we all know, a lot of people told him to stop.
Yeah.
And he has not forgotten that. He, in fact, refuses.
And here's what I love about that, because I think pop music today is a lot about beefs. And so you are sort of making a grand illusion.
Like the Dairy Queen burger.
I was going to say, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And that's our second circle of fifths. Is we got it back to beef.
Chili. Okay.
And there's beef and chili. Thank you. Yeah, and okay. If I could just say for 1 second,
oh my God.
If I put a bunch of beans and ground meat in a tomato bisque, isn't that starting to look a lot like a chili, my friend?
Hey, man. You ask me to tell you the difference between a soup and a chili? Gun to my head?
Yeah. Gun to your head.
Yeah. Click.
Thankfully it wasn't loaded. Yeah. I don't let him load it anymore for these scenarios.
That's nice. That's good. That's a good friend.
It got scary.
The fake gun that he gets to use, yeah.
Now, Hayes, I noticed you haven't really sang a solo or anything. I obviously have my famous ZipRecruiter character.
My plan with this initially was that I would be sort of the writer.
The maestro.
Sort of like DJ Khaled does, and just take a song that came out not that long ago and take someone else to sing over it. And hire someone else to play my voice on the track. Mm. So I'm sort of the real DJ Khaled here and just sort of letting everyone else do it. But it is my song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we want to do one more verse dedicated entirely to the Church of Scientology?
I feel like we'd have to.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if Zach Heineken is here or not. Nobody does.
No one does.
Right?
Can we just try this beat that I was working on?
Yeah, and we haven't talked too much about just the actual game of football. We've talked about what's going on in the
People
game,
are
but
be
we haven't
really
talked about
confused.
What some of the rules
the
and
rules
penalties
of football.
Are.
That's right,
yeah.
that's right.
I can do that.
That's great.
Because these are music guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I worry about that. But Zach Heineken can talk about what is going on in the game, and I can provide a little extra context about how it actually works.
We need to stop mentioning that Zach Heineken is in this track, because I feel like his modus operandi.
He's not supposed to know he's coming. I just looked and
after
he was
gone. After that second surprise verse, he's gone for sure, I think.
Yes.
But I can't be totally positive. I've been fooled before.
So,
wait.
Give me a taste of the beat.
Yeah.
All right. I'm nervous.
You just.
All right.
As always, Brett, can you slow the beat down at all?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
It's so fast.
It's somehow not slowing down. I'm typing it.
It has a mind
all right,
of
that's
its own.
Not.
ZipRecruiter.
Is that feeling good?
There it is.
What is that fucking foghorn that is in the middle of that? That Inception drop.
We got a Hans Zimmer in here?
I put this together blind.
Figure out which one is the
whale
call.
I kind of like it.
Okay, let's try it.
All right. Scientology verse.
L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard. Do you want to give thousands of years of your life?
Hello, I'm L. Ron Hubbard, and I live in a volcano. You can tell I'm L. Ron Hubbard because of the drink in my hands. It's a Heineken! Zach Heineken was L. Ron Hubbard all along! Up in here, now let's hear about some of the rules of football!
The object of the game is to advance the ball into the other team's territory. I think there's 12 guys on either side. Five of them protect the quarterback. The quarterback's a thrower. The other guy's a runner. There's some guys who catch the ball. They go into the end zone, and that is worth 6 points.
Tweet, 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 it's me, the referee. Hey, you can't do that, I say. Legal motion in the backfield. Ooh, it's pass interference. Wait a minute, I was really Paul Haggis, and I'm here to stop the Scientology verse. Everybody give me tons of credit, because I was only in the church for 25 years of my life.
Fooled you!
And shut out a bunch of my family members. And I wrote the movie Crash, so you know I'm nice, and how about that?
Yeah.
I liked the part where we found out he was nice, because I was...
Yes.
I was a little worried.
Nice.
We did say it was going to be a nice song.
Yeah.
I think that's an important
one. Because you know I'm nice.
Yeah.
Right back into this.
I'm also here. Please listen to me. It's me, Leah Remini. I'm also on A&E. Watch my show where I stop Scientology.
Surprise! It's me, Zach Heineken! That was my show all along. It is my show on A&E. I own all media.
Ha ha! Ha! Tom Cruise here. Wouldn't be a Scientology song without me, Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible, remember that movie? I don't.
The ball's in the air, you have to go for the ball.
Who's that's crying in the corner? It's John Travolta.
Okay, Brett. Okay. So now
that was starting, like,
the song that we have is a little long. It will go into regulation play of the halftime
of
show
course,
will
course,
extend
of
into
of
regulation
course, of course,
play.
Of course.
But they came into our halftime show.
Oh, of course,
right,
of course.
So
right.
It's only fair at this point that we get a little extra time.
Mm-hmm.
So the clock will be ticking down while we're performing this.
Mm-hmm. I guess
so. You
legally,
see what happens when you actually do spend a little time on something.
Yes.
You end up with such a good song.
Here's my concern. Were we to play this song on our podcast, we would peak. What would we do the next week? And if we were to come back
right.
and do that.
I guess my response to that would be fucking don't do that. Because
that's what we were thinking. That exactly
because it's our this is our show.
Yeah.
We own all of this content
for sure. I hypothetically, I meant a song comparable to this. Not that it could be.
And
done.
We own the rights to Zach Heineken. I mean, even though that is you,
that is my legal name.
In a way, that's also us.
Yeah, and if you use Zach Heineken on your show, you will sue your ass to fucking Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd all be on Mars together.
That's true.
So.
We left
don't
out.
Do a song about that either.
Do you know how long it takes to get to Mars?
Do we want to do sort of a post role for the song where we talk about other actors that we can remember that are Scientologists?
Okay.
What is?
I guess if one of us had spent some time coming up with that while the rest of us were talking, that seems like that would be fun for them.
Well.
Who plays?
Beck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Beck Bennett.
Beck's,
yeah.
Beck's
good. Who plays Peggy Olson?
Do people know that?
Oh, Elizabeth Moss.
Elizabeth Moss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Laura Prepon.
Sure.
That
well,
might be right.
Spent a lot of time with Danny Masterson.
Yeah, might Danny be Masterson. Right.
Eventually, he's going to talk you into
Danny's
it.
Danny's in there, yep. Jason Doring. He played Logan Eccles on Veronica Mars. Erica Christensen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. People used to say Greg Garcia, but I think that was like a rumor that came from the fact that Jason Lee was one.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethan Suplee.
Mm-hmm.
Like a super version of Jason Lee is kind of what he was. He was a Suplee.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys think of any famous actors or actresses that are Christians?
So... This will really get Sean going.
I didn't want to get all wound up today. You know, I came here to kind of have fun with my friends and make art. But if you're going to really put it to me. Yeah, I can think of, actually the reverse. A lot of Christians who are actors and actresses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
because anyone who is pretending to believe in that hogwash and is trying to sell you some of that is absolutely just acting like a person.
And you say that they should all get the Academy Award
for best liar. Hey, it's a billion way tie again this year for best liar. Gender neutral award, by the way. And you guys will love that. And it's to every Christian in the world, and they all get the statue. They're all bringing home the hardware this year again for best liar and actor and not even saying anything real. And now, a lot of the ideas I like.
Sure.
Love.
Into it.
I'm huge on that. Right. Brett, I love you and I'm in love with you. But a lot of
Brett.
Oh, yeah. I love you and I'm in love with you.
Yeah. A lot of the ways that these
and maybe our guests were like
award-winning liars. Go ahead, Brett. Hit our guests
both
with
of
it.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Individually.
Zach, I love you and I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm. Jess, I love you and I'm in love with you.
Okay. Yep. And louder.
Louder?
Yeah. Do it again, but really loud.
To both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Zach, I love you. And I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Slow it down. For
and it can also be like a organic, where like you like bring up something else first and then hit them with that.
Mm-hmm.
So just have a nice conversation with Jess.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your shirt, Jess.
Thanks, Brett.
Is this loud? Is this loud enough?
Yeah, it's great.
I love you, and I'm in love with you.
Whoa. Gosh, that came out of nowhere.
That's nice.
Yeah, that felt good.
Can feel good to hear that from someone like Brett. Even crust punks like him have a little bit of goodness in their heart. So anyway, yeah, I love a lot of the ideas that are involved in Christianity, but the way they've perverted those ideas just to basically make money off all the suckers and liars.
When are you guys doing your show again?
Hang on, Hayes. I'm not done.
Okay.
What is this? These communion wafers? What a racket. Okay, go ahead.
When are you guys doing your show?
In 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of downtime between this one. I mean, we're done.
Yeah, you guys got anything you want to do?
I might like see if they can wash my car again. Just because
if they're not gonna, mm-hmm. if it's gonna get,
yeah,
weird.
I hear Dana juicing up outside. She's mm-hmm. hearing this. I can hear her glands just filling her mouth with spittle. Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.